Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Chaf Hey. Yuma Daf Chaf Hey. We left off on Chaf Dal on base. We didn't quite finish the daf. Let's go back to, we started a conversation. We had finished the discussion with Levi and Rav whether Trumas Hadeshen, whether it's called an Avodah, in the sense that the Zar that performs as Chayv Misa, Levi said yes, Rav said not. We brought a Braisa as a Raya, both to Rav and a Raisa as a Raya to Levi. So we left off with the Lama Mephaisim. Of the Lama Mephaisim, it's roughly 10 lines up at the bottom of the page, 4-5 lines up for the way the lines get wide. Lama Mephaisim. Why do they cast lots? Why do they do these piyasim? Why do they do these lotteries for the avoid? In fact, we said, because it led to danger. We had the mission, we said this one guy pushed another off the ramp and broke his leg. And we had another story in the Gemara, which is even scarier, that one guy stabbed another guy. We know why they make piyasim. Ella says Gemara, Lama Mafisim v'chayz Mafisim. Why do they make multiple piyasim? Meaning, we're going to have the next mission a different piyasim that were done. First, you have the piyas for the Trumas Hadeshen. Then we have subsequent three more piyasim, three more lottos that were done throughout the day. And the Gemara's bothered, why didn't we do all four of these parasim at once? That's the Gemara Shaila. It's actually Machlekes Rishonim. How were these four parasim done? So Rashi's Mashma, pretty clearly, that all four parasim were done separately. And the question is, why do four separately? Do four at once. Do all the parasim of the day at once. Rambam seems told that it was one and two together, three or four together. There was a total of two gatherings for the four parasim. Either way, the question still is, why not do all four at once? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yechonon kedei lahargish kol ha'azara, in order to make an excitement, argasha, an excitement in the azara, every time they go to gather to do pasim, everyone's excited that maybe they'll get chosen, maybe they'll get chosen. It makes a tumble, a good tumble. In the azara, shenever ashayachtum nam zekseid, b'beis alekim, the halach paragish, will go with excitement in the beis alekim. This creates excitement in the beis alekim. So they purposely did the pasim separately at different intervals in order to create more excitement. Ba'am b'fayt mafisim. Says the Gemara, and this is going to be a big topic conversation for the next, almost the next Amud. What were the Kohanim wearing b'shas the pious? Meaning, were they wearing big dechayil? They did the pious. Whoever was chosen put on the big dechayidish and they could do avayda today. And the ones who were chosen did not. Well, no. They came already wearing big dechayidish. They came already wearing their big dechuna. Says the Gemara, Machlekes of Nachman and of Sheshes. But Mamma Faisen, how did they dress when they were doing the casting these lots? Rav Nachman Amar, the big dechayil. They came in big dechayil, and he's going to explain why and bring a proof to his opinion. Rav Sheshes Amar, no, but big dechayidish. And he holds they were wearing big dechuna when they did the lots, and he's going to explain his opinion and bring a raya. First, the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Amar Big Dechayil, Di Amar Big Dechayidish, Ikabal Israyas to Mechamsi V'Avdi. The reason why we specifically want them to be wearing Big Dechayil is because if they're already dressed in Big Dechayidish, some of the, I don't want to say bullies, but some of the stronger, strong-armed Kohanim are going to force them to do that fight even if they lost the lottery. They may have lost the lottery, but they'll just go do that fight anyway. They'll force them to do that fight anyway, and therefore to avoid that, we have them dressed in Big Dechayil. Whoever won will go change. Whoever lost is not going to go, either he's just not going to go change and force his way in, or we'll have enough time to rein him in and make sure that he doesn't force his way in. Either way, we want to create that little barrier for those that shouldn't just feel be so close to the Avodah. They're already fully dressed. We don't want them to force their way in. That is Rav Nachman's opinion. Therefore, they go to the lots b'big dechayil. Rav Sheshes Amar, no. We have a concern the other way. B'big dechayidish, they have to b'big dechayidish. You know why? The person who's chosen is going to be so excited, he's going to run to the Avodah. Chalila, we know, kohanim b'zman shebig dam alayim, when they're wearing the b'big dechayidish, kudasam alayim, they consider a kohen. A kohen who's now wearing his begadim is like a czar. A czar that does Avodah, we just discussed yesterday's daf. A czar does Avodah, actually this daf itself, but in yesterday's shiur we discussed that a czar does Avodah is going to be chayiv misa. Rav Sheshes Amar b'big dechayidish, they have a b'big dechayil, because if they do the lotteries and b'big dechayil, agav chavivusa, because the chavivus for the mitzvah, Vavdi, they're going to come and do the avodah right away before putting on the begadim, and therefore we'd rather them all be dressed, donned with the big dekuna. Whoever gets chosen can now run and do the avodah with the geshmak, and we don't have to be worried that they do the avodah before putting on his begadim. So Machlokes again, Rav Nachman says the lots took place when people were not wearing begadim because we're scared of the strong arm people, whereas Rav Sheshes said no, adrabba, the lotteries took place with specifically when they're wearing begadim in order to let the person who's chosen run and hastily do the avodah and not run into concern of doing avodah without begadim. So before we see the raya, Rav Nachman is going to be raya to himself, which actually ends up backfiring a little bit, and Rav Sheshes is going to be raya to himself. Before we see that, just a couple of points. Because Rav Nachman asks that what the Ramban Shita is, that's similar to what we discussed already by the Haitzas Adeshan, that these to wear inferior begadim, the Ramban writes that the Dishan of Menorah was done specifically with inferior begadim. So Mikdash Shavit asked, based on the Ramban, if they're wearing Big Dekadish, presumably they all put on regular Big Dekuna, not inferior begadim. So what's going to be, according to the opinion of Agal Chavivusa, I'm skipping first to Rav Sheshes, that says Agal Chavivusa, they run into the Avodah, presumably they all put on regular big Kodesh, because you know, they don't know who, even the one who gets chosen doesn't know what he'll be chosen for. Will he be chosen for the Chumash Sedeshen? Will he be chosen for the Tamid? One of the 13 people who do the Tamid, it's going to be 13 Kadim that have been with the Tamid. Will he be chosen for the Disha Menorah? So he's wearing regular Begadim, and then he gets chosen for the Disha Menorah. He's going to run in his Geshmak to do the Disha Menorah in regular Begadim, not in the inferior Begadim. Again, because Jav is bothered, based on the Rabban, that he's supposed to do Disha Menorah with inferior Begadim. How do we account for that? The answer is very simple. He answers that, Enoch Rami, the Avoida of the Disha Menorah with regular Begadim is not puzzle. It's just they specifically would use inferior Begadim in order not to damage them, because when ash gets dirty, it's messy. So they would use inferior Begadim, kind of like we described by the Hadas Dashan. Hadas Dashan could be less, because it could be that Simon Avaida. That was Machlaikis, right? Reish Lakish held, a Balmum could do it even, right? According to Rabbi Yezer, even Balmum could do it. I'm sorry, if I cared. Reish Lakish was saying that even Shumas Sadeshan could be done by Balmum. Rabbi Yezer, the Tana, said very clearly that Haitza Sadeshan could be done even by Balmum. Haitas Deshen done by Balmum. Rabbi Shlakish wanted to move that over and say not only Haitas Deshen, even Shubas Deshen. Okay, but leave that aside. But the point is that if the Menorah, Disha Menorah, was done with a regular Begad, it's still Kasher, Avadah's Kasher. Just they used to do it for protection purposes, and therefore it's not such a concern. In his haste, he'll do it. Okay, so Zayn, he did it, still Kasher. Now, Rabbi Yashiv asked the question that we had a couple days ago, that when the people were running to do the avodah, first come, first serve, and led to damage. It led to people pushing each other off the ramp. Then, what happened? They decided to institute a pious. So if you read the Gemara like Tesvis, they made a pious, but they knew people wouldn't come, so right away they added other avodahs. But if you read the Gemara Pasha, like the way we read it in the reading of our Gemara, it was two stages. They made a gzeira, they have to do a pious. People stopped coming because if they're going to get up early, come running, and still only be lottery, it's not up to them, it's up to chance. So therefore, they stopped coming. They added in other avodas in order to, into the package, remember, Shnei Gizra Eitzim, Sidim Racha, to get Shumas Deshen, which made it more exciting for people to come. So Rabbi Ashford was bothered, I mean, the answer can be fairly simple, but Rabbi Ashford was bothered that if people stop coming, it's funny to say that there was a Agav Chavivuse, there's a concern that they're going to run and do the avodah before they put on the Begadim, therefore we need them to wear the Begadim, because they may run and do it. If people weren't even showing up, it's Agav Chavivuse, they want to do the Avodah. So to me, the Kasha didn't really start, and I have to argue on Rabbi Ashford's question, but these are the people that came. The ones that came, Agav Chavivuse, they're going to run into the Avodah. Yes, maybe less people were coming, but the ones that came, we have the same chash, same concern for them.
Once you got picked, you ran to do it.
Okay, I'm saying even before that. Here, you're saying certainly the guy got picked. He's the winner. He's all excited now. I'm saying even before that, whoever came early, for him, certainly was Chavivas, number one. Number two, you could say that the Chavivas, this issue of Hesheshes, was taken out of the first pious. Our main focus is, our sugya is focusing on the first pious. We haven't even gotten to the Mishnah, to the second pious yet. We're going to see that in today's daf. We'll get to the second pious. But Lemaisa, this general halacha, this general discussion of Nachum of Hesheshes, is going on all the piases. So maybe Agav Chavivus was more of a concern on pious 2, 3, and 4. Itaka wasn't such a concern on pious number 1. Okay, that turns a little more of a deichik, but perhaps you can say that. Rabbi Ashim himself answers very simple. He says, Enoch Rami. It all went together. Once they reinstituted that the one who gets Shumas Deshen also gets Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, putting the box of wood, and also gets Sidah Merakha, so now it's exciting for everyone. And that's the most simple answer. And therefore, you still have Agav Chavivus even on Shumas Deshen. Okay, now one other thing you say they bring, this is more relevant to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was saying that we're scared the Bali's Royas, the strong arm people, they're wearing Big Dekun already, they're just going to do that Vaida even if they lost the lottery, and if we want everyone to be wearing Big Dekhel to prevent that from happening, only the winner will change and do that Vaida. There's some safer and safer Terry say a lot. This is safer, obviously, about the Dinim related to Leda, but he has other Yesaitis there. So he has the discussion over there about stealing a Kaddish. Arminig is, in most shuls, Arminig is that whoever is as to say Kaddish, says Kaddish, and they say together. They don't divvy up the Kaddish. It used to be in many kilos, and my Rav, when I grew up in New York, he actually moved to Lakewood now, Rafael Coachley, to a huge Pesach. He actually was Nayik like that on Haggadah, not for the shul, but for himself. So when he said Kaddish, all the people saying Kaddish would say Kaddish the first two or three Kaddish, whatever it was, throughout davening, and then the very last Kaddish, he'd say by himself. He yelled that Kaddish in a group is not the way to say Kaddish. You can switch off. He didn't want to put his own personal, it's funny, he's a rebbe of the shul, but he didn't want to put his own personal psak in this regard on the tzibur, because people get very sensitive of Kaddish, so he let everyone say Kaddish together. The last Kaddish he kept for himself because it's halacha. Anyway, so going with that halacha, that people say Kaddish by themselves, what if it was Reuven's turn to say Kaddish, and Shimon says Kaddish in Reuven's turn? Right? They're saying single people say Kaddish at once, Reuven steals Shimon's Kaddish, or vice versa, doesn't matter. So says the Chassam Sefer that the Kaddish will still go to the merit of the one who had the rights to say it. So let's say if it was Reuven's right to say it, I'm mixing up who's who, and Reuven's right to say it, and Shimon stole from Reuven, the Kaddish goes, even though Shimon said the Kaddish, it goes to the merit of Reuven's Mishpacha, Reuven's Nifter, it goes to the merit who belongs to, because it's Chus, and whoever belongs to, that's who the merit goes to, just because there's another guy said Kaddish, won't take it away. If that's the case, ask the Velt, and our Gemara, why are we so busy that a Baal Zroi is going to come steal the Avodah? He's going to steal the Avodah. Okay, no, the merit goes to the guy who is supposed to do it. Why are we so concerned about it? So the first answer, 2 points. First of all, perhaps over here the main schus is the Avodah itself. It's not so much the schus of the mitzvah, I did the mitzvah. It's the act of the Avodah. You're doing the Avodah, you're losing out in the actual Avodah, number one. But more than that, this is the main point, that could be a technical issue. Who's able to be mefagel? Only the one doing the Avodah. You can't say, and once that Vaida is telling Mamish, the person doing it, the specific dinim, when you just say Kaddish and get people say Amen, so over there, it's not telling the person doing it. Whoever did it, it doesn't make a difference. Over here, there's dinim that are telling in the person doing it, and therefore, perhaps, it's not transferable. What's the next level of this question again? So if it's not transferable, and Baal Zroi took it, what's the next Shailam? And I think Chushin Chemed, other Chayim discuss it. What's going to be the Asar Zuvim? Is there a din? We know if you steal someone's mitzvah, you have to pay him Asar Zuvim. If I steal your mitzvah, I have to pay you Asar Zuvim for stealing your mitzvah. You have the rights to do it. I stole and did it. Would there be a din of Azar Azubim here? That's the next level of this question. Okay. Says Gemara. Amar Nachman. Nachman's again of the opinion that they did not wear big day kuna because we were scared that if they did wear big day kuna, the Baal Yisrael, the strong armed people, would go and steal the Avodah. Amar Nachman. What's my source? It's not going to go to the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in the fifth pack of Tamid. Masruin Lechazanim. After they did the lotteries, the Kana would give it over to the chazanim. Chazanim means like the shamashim, the attendants. And they would remove their begadim that they're wearing. And they would leave on them only the mechasayim. They would remove the begadim. And they would leave on them only the mechasayim. Top of chavim and my love, my sister. Aren't we talking to those that was zeichah that won the lottery? And we're saying they would take off the begadim. He's assuming it means to take off the big day chayil and start to put on the big day kaidish. So the chayir it's a raya that they're wearing big day chayil, b'shas the lots. That's how he's interpreting the Mishnah Tamid as a raya to himself. Rav Huna says, not only is the raya not a clear raya, I could teach the Mishnah, if anything, as a raya to Rav Sheshes. I'm Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. I'm Rav Sheshes. Rav Huna says, oh, the name of Rav Sheshes himself. Loi, b'yis, it's leizach l'payas. Adarabah. We're talking to those, Rav Sheshes held that the people were wearing big day kuna. And over here we're saying that those that were getting addressed over there in Tamid were the ones that lost. They lost the lottery, and therefore they're taking off the big day kuna that they had put on because they're no longer needed. And how can I mistaver? It's mistaver that this interpretation, which fits with Rav Sheshes, is the correct one, and not Rav Nachman's interpretation, which he was bringing as a riot himself. Why? Meaning we're bringing a riot that's talking about the people, the Kadim, who lost, they were all wearing the big day kuna, and those that lost the pious are taking it off. If we're talking about those that won the pious, that's the Mishnah talking about. Look at the Lashon of Mishnah. They would leave on only their pants. Means they would remove everything, and they would leave on their pants. Fatanya, according to where Nachman's learning, they were wearing all big day chayil. They were coming to change now. Those who won the pious were coming to change. And it says, take up all the clothing besides for the pants, which means he's leaving on the chayil pants, getting dressed in Kedusha, the other clothing, and then the Ksainis, the Mesefis, the Avnit, and then you switch the pants. But it's exactly opposite. You know, the halacha is when you get dressed, the first thing that you're supposed to wear, the only thing that's pretty clear in the drushes of it, the only one that's mamish clear, is the pants go first. So, if anything, it makes more sense if you go the other way. Says the Gemara, how do we know nothing should go before the mechazayim? Tamalem, mechazayim, bad, yo, basari. We just had this drush yesterday, or 2 days ago. Mechazayim, bad, yo, basari. So we darshan that the pants have to be direct on the flesh, and they go first. So, if anything, if you learn the way of Nachman learns, it doesn't make sense because it sounds like you're putting on the pants last. If you learn the way of Sheshes in learning, it's beautiful. They're wearing the begadim. They remove all the begadim, but which do they leave on for the very last? The pants, because the pants are first on, last off. It makes a lot of sense. Says the Gemara of Idach, how's Rav Nachman going to respond? Taka, no longer forget about it being a proof to him. Rav Sheshes has spun it into a kasha of Nachman. He'll explain, holy kasha, that's Yush Kasha Zachver. Hakitani, I interpret the Mishnah as follows. While they were still wearing the Migdei Chayil, the Shamashim would put on them the Migdei Kodesh, because the Taka is supposed to be first. Then they would remove the big day chayil, and they'd be at a point where they only have pants of hektish on them and nothing else. Leaving them only with the mechasayim. Meaning, Rav Nachman's of the opinion that they were wearing chayil by the lots. The ones who who won the lottery would come and have to change into Big Day Kodesh. What would they do? They would first put on, of course, the pants, because I go first. They would switch the Chayil pants for the Kodesh pants. They would then remove the rest of the Big Day Chayil, and then, in order to put on the Big Day Kodesh, leaving them at that moment with only Mechasayim of Kodesh, and nothing else, and that's what the Mishnah was referring to that stage. So again, Mechasayim could still be was still on first, and it still feels like Rav Nachman as they were wearing Big Dechol B'Shas Lottery, not Big Dechodesh. So Rav Nachman deflects the Kasha now from his own Raya. The Kasha for the Mishnah Tamid is no longer Kasha of Nachman, but the Raya is not a clear Raya either. I'm Rav Sheshit. Sheshit says, I have a Raya that they were wearing Big Dechodesh B'Shas the casting the lots, and someone brought this up after the shiur yesterday. Amar Shesh, because we referenced this before. Amar Shesh, but no, I mean, what's my source of time? You learned the Baisa. Lishka's a gaz is, Lishka of the stone, Kimin, that's where the Sanhedrin was, of course, Kimin, Beskile, Gedel Haisa. It was like in the style of a large Beskile, Pais, Mizracha. The lots were cast on the eastern side of it, the Zakin Yeshiv Rava, and the Zakin sat on the western side of it. We're going to discuss, actually, let's be focused on the daf, was the focus of the next Gemara before the Mishnah, was the Lishkas Agazas in Kaidish or not? Because we're saying the Zakim is Yeshiv, Pashas is not allowed to sit in the Azara, in the Kaidish part of the Azara. Only Malchus Beis David, we'll see. And the Kaidim stood in a circle, in the shape of like a brooch. Here's the key. The Mamunah, the pointed one, would come and take the hat off one of them to show where we're starting to count from. Remember, they put out their fingers, whatever they did. They would take the hat off one of them to show here's where the starting point for the counting is. And they knew from that point where they took off the hat, the pious still started. Before you go further, they took off the mesnefes. If he's wearing a mesnefes, what does that mean? He's wearing a big tekuna, pretty black and white. We discussed this idea the other day, that during, they take off his hat, and they would start from that point. L'chari, he's wearing a hat. He's wearing a big tekuna. This is the right of sheshes. If he had to show a pious maskal, we know from there the pious started. If he's like a tekuna, if they're a big tekuna, mesnefes, big tekuna, yika. Does there a mesnefes by big tekuna? There's no mesnefes, big tekuna. It's interesting to point out, it could be Stephen Tasis. I discussed it. What do you mean? Answers the Gemara, very good friend. Says the Gemara, in yes, there is a mitzvah of chayil. Says the Gemara, continue. And the truth is even better, even more. You're right about your answer, but it's even more. This was a mitzvah that could be worn even by some avodas, I believe. Let's see. In Ketanya Yehuda, Vitamer of Shmuel Yehuda, Kain Shasa Ima Ketanas, a Kain whose mother made him a Ketanas, Ayvi Ba Avodas Yachad. Yes, black and white of the Gemara. He can't avoid a seber with that which his mother made for him. The mothers just want to show they're excited for their sons and make beautiful begadim. They want to do it. So it would work for avodas Yachad, not avodas seber. So there is a concept of certainly of begadim that are not going to be the begadim for these payasas, for these lotteries, because that's avodas seber. It wouldn't work, but it works for avodas Yachad. So who told you that they were wearing big day kaidish for the purposes of doing the avodah of the pious? Maybe they were wearing other begadim that were not kaidish, and therefore the hat, maybe, so it's, and again, not a hat, it's better than the hat of chayil even, but it's still a hat, not the hat that could be used for the avodah. Therefore the Mara deflects the raya of Rav Sheshit. The Mara deflects the raya of Rav Sheshit. Now, the Rambam, and really, this goes back to the Gemara before, a moment ago, before Rav Sheshit's Raya, we discussed that the Mechasayim have to be first. But we didn't say anything about the Ksainas, like the shirt, the Mitznefes, the hat, or the belt. Rambam in the 10th paragraph, okay, this writes that the full order is pants first, then Ksainas, then Avnit, and then Mitznefes. Okay, so Mishnah says, Bishlam of pants, that's our Gemara, it's very clear that nothing should be Chaitis, pants go first. But where does the Rambam see the source for the order of the rest of the other three? So Mechasinich, I believe it's a mitzvah, it's a tzadik test. Mechasinich writes that the rest is based on the order of the Pasuk. There's no clear right for Mishnah or Gemara, it's based on the order of the Pasuk. And the Pesukim, it puts the Ksainas first, then the Avnit, then the Mitznefes, and that's where Rambam got it from. But it's not a no clear source in our Gemara. Now, there's a discussion in the Mevarshim, we're saying you take off the hat off the Kayan, where the starting point was, and that's, you know, the starting point, so we thought it's a Raya that you're wearing Bidikuna. We said, no, maybe it's not Mamash Bidikuna, it's Begum, his mother made him, it's not classic Bidikuna. Okay, what about the issue that L'chari, they have to have some, if he's wearing a hat, presumably, unless he's wearing a yarmulke with a hat, if he's wearing a hat, once you take it off, he's Gilaresh, his head's uncovered. Is it cool to be, like, we would feel very uncomfortable standing in shul with the head uncovered? Is it totally fine to be Gilaresh in the Azara, in the Makam Kedusha? Is that not an issue? So the Achusamachar want to suggest that he put it right back on. He took it off to show he started from him, and then he put it back on. L'chari kind of defeats the purpose. No point just to always know the starting point, in case, you know, you have an issue with the numbers. Maybe once you took off one kind of so noticeable, everyone knows that's the starting point, they wouldn't forget. And some want to say, others want to say that since that's the need over here, therefore it's okay, it was required, therefore it's okay. From this, the Cheshuchem goes into a Cheshuchem, always brings, Zilma Shashlit always brings different halachic shailas that relate to the daf and Sefer Cheshuchem. So the shaila brings discusses related to this is whether a person, let's say you have a person who has to be Bihil Reish for a Tzairach. The example he brings is a spy. A spy, right? That's a show is very more common. You have a firm guy who's a spy, who's doing obviously avodas hakodesh. He's literally saving lives with his work. But to wear yarmulke obviously is not an option. Can you make brachas? The shaila is, can you make brachas begila reish? We know that not going begila reish, actually, this comic gemara that you're supposed to wear go with the head covered as much as possible. It's a sign of your shemayim. You're supposed to go as much as possible. But this itim, a person could be leitim without a gila reish. But kumserich, he could take off the head covering. It's not absolutely necessary to wear at all times. That's clear. But there is an issue to make a bracha begila reish. So he wants to know, the person who cannot cover his head because he's a spy, do we say that, of course, he's doing the right thing? No questions. What he's doing is pu'ul nefesh. It's no questions about the halacha permissibility of what he's doing. Shaila is he allowed to make a bracha begila reish because it's sanctioned, the fact that he's not wearing yarmulke, or no? It's sanctioned, not wearing yarmulke, but he can't make brachas. L'mayis, he can't make brachas. He has to forfeit making brachas as well as part of his sacrifice of for the amazing job that he's doing. Is the Messiah's nefesh is also not making brachas. It's a shaila goes back and forth on, related to our topic. Okay, so that's the gemara now. Now we move a little bit to a side point. We referenced in the Brisa, we touched on this, and the Zakim was Yeshiv Marava on the western side of the Lishkas Agazis. The Zakim was sitting. Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, Shma Mina Lishkas Agazis Chetzim Bekaydish. The Chetzim Bekaydish. The Lishkas Agazis was half Bekaydish, half Bechal. Again, we're Chafayim and Aleph. We're around a midway point of the page. The Lishkas was half in the Kaydish and half in the Chayel. That's the location of the Lishkas Hagazis. Why? I'm sorry, we must explain that in a second. But first, Shma Mina Shnei Psachim Oila has to have had two openings, because openings also could define what the status of a room is, whether it's kaddish or not, like we'll see shortly. Echas Pachas the Kaddish, Echas Pachayel. The Chayel side of the Lishkas Gazas had a Pesach going to the Chayel, to the non-sacred area. And the Kaddish side had a Pesach going to the Kaddish, and therefore you're able to split the Lishkas Gazas 50-50. The Mer explained out of 50-50, but split part Kaddish, part Chayel. Says the Mer Disak, that the Kulba Kaddish, because if the Lishkas Gazas was Kulba Kaddish, Zakin Yeshiv Marava. The Zakin sits in the western side of Amar. Ein Yeshiv Azar El Machas Bezav Bevad. We know the halacha is only Machas Bezav has a right to sit in the Azar. This is a machlekes in the Mefarshim. It is a din Torah has learned out drashas from the Psukim, or it's a din Gzeri Darbanan. But either way, it's at least Gzeri Darbanan. They were not Machas Bezav alone is sitting in the Azar and no one else. So what does it mean? A standard statement that the Zakin, Stam Zakin, sat in the Lishkas Agazis. So it must be that what? It must be that part of it was chayel, and the zakim was sitting on the chayel portion. And if you say it's all on the chayel side, so maybe say it's all chayel. Pais b'mizracha, we say to the pais b'mizracha on the eastern side. We said earlier today when we started, why do they make multiple payasays? Why do they split them up? Why do they do all the payasays, all the lotteries at once? Because you want to create an excitement. But basically, kim halchmaragash, that sounds like you're doing it on the kaddishtika area, not on a non-sanctified area. So it must be it's the area where the pais was done on the eastern side of the Lishkas Gazas was Kaddish. Velaka, you wouldn't have that. Shma Mina, Chetz B'Kaddish, Chetz B'Chayel. Shma Mina, the Gemara's Lashon is half. Taka sounds like 50-50. Half was B'Chayel, half was B'Kaddish. V'Yisak Daitach. Now, furthermore, about the two doorways. V'Yisak Daitach, Pesach, Echad Yeshlev. If you said there's only one doorway, Pesach, Kaddish. If it's only one door which opens the Kaddish, get back to the question, because Allah has a chamber, even if it's located in a non-fully sacred portion, if the doorway opens only to Kaddish, we give the whole room a status of Kaddish. And vice versa, if the door opens only to Chayel, we give the whole room a status of Chayel. So says the Gemara, so Isaac Nedek Pesach Echad Yesh, there's only one door, who Pesach Kaddish, if it opens to Kaddish, Zaki Yesh Rava, Hakad Zaki Tzipa Rava, Vatnam, we learned in the Mishnah. We've discussed this idea of this Mishnah before as well. Ma'aseh Sheni, it's the third parak. The Mishnah says, Halushkas Rabbanuyas Bechayel, Pesuchas the Kaddish, Halushkas that were built in the Chayel, and opens up the Kaddish, Teich Kaddish, inside the Kaddish. So the Vaita, the Zaki couldn't sit. And Elamai, Isak, if the one opening was to the Chayel, the Pais Mizracha, you're back to the other question. How can you do the Pius? How can you do the Pius? The Lado on the eastern side, wouldn't have Kedusha, the Tan, the same Mishnah says opposite. If you have Lishkas that were built, B'Kaydish, but the opening is only to Chayel, Teich Chayel, that's Chayel. So either way, you'd be stuck with the problem. Elash Mamina, both need them. You have half the Lishkas Gazas were built by Chayel, half it was built by Kaddish, and they each had separate doorways. Yet two doorways, one opened up the Kaddish, that kept the Kaddish side Kaddish, and one doorway opened up on the Chayel side, and that kept the Chayel side Chayel. Adkan, nice shock of Tayyas. Ask Taisvis on this idea of Ein Yeshiva Bazara, El Machas based on it. Frank Taisvis, that Lechari with Gemara Mzach and Zvachim on Daf Tezayin. The Gemara says that when you do the achila of the kachim, you're supposed to be sitting. Eating kachim is supposed to be sitting. And so he says, well, how can the person eating kachim be sitting? So how on earth could the person who's eating kachim be in a sitting sitting position. Answers, Tesis, few answers. First, Tesis says, we're talking about Kachakalim. Kachakachem Taka, which I eat in the Azar area, have to be standing. Kachakalim, we eat in Holy Shlaim, you take it out of the basement, you just take it out of the Azar area, stand higher by us even. Once you're out of the Azar, you can sit down. That's Tesis' first answer. You can talk about Kachakalim. Tesis says, another answer, that when you're eating, you're doing Atzachilka Avaida. If Avaida, if you're doing Avaida, then it's okay. Ironically enough, this is the most usually you think Avaida you have to stand. There's an Avaida that requires sitting, fine. If that's part of the Avaida, of course, whatever the Avaida entails, that's what you do. That's the second answer. That's the third answer, very similar to the second, but it's a different Akuda. This is a drush we've pointed out many times in Kachem that has to be eaten. We discuss by eating with mustard, eating the Kachem meats. We discuss has to be eaten in a certain way, the way you cook it. Why? Because that's Lamashcha. Lamashcha Yidash and Legdula. Lamashcha means like you'd anoint a person as a king. Lamashcha Gedula, because I don't have to eat it like Gedula, they have to eat it like Malchus. And therefore, we learn from there that everyone has a din like Malchus Beis David. When it comes to eating the kachem, everyone has a din of lamashcha, and they can eat it in a sitting position. They don't have to be standing when eating the kachem. So I got three answers: either kachakalim out of the zara, or it's part of that vayda eating it, and therefore it can be sitting in the zara, or lamashcha allows for sitting in the zara. Okay, now we get to the Mishnah about the second pious. This Mishnah, next Mishnah, goes quite quickly. We're going to read a little faster, a little bit shorter time. Says the Mishnah, HaPayas HaSheni, the second set of lots determines, Mi Sheichet, this is going on the Tamid, Hu Shech the Tamid, Mi Zerik, this is the Zerik of Tamid, Mi Mdash Mizbeach Primi, who clears the ashes from the inner Mizbeach, Mi Mdash Mizbeach Mineira, who clears the ashes from the Mineira, who is Malei Verm Lekeves, and who is Malei Verm up onto the ramp. That's just bringing onto the ramp, not being Makter yet. Haresh Varegel, now we describe what's going onto the ramp. The head and the right hind leg, Ushneyadayim, and then a second guy carries, that's one guy. Second guy carries the two forelegs, Okitz Varegel, a third guy carries the tail and the left hind leg, Vachazo Agir, a fourth guy carries the breast and the neck, Ushneyadayim, and a fifth guy carries the two flanks, the sides of the animal, Vakravayim, the sixth guy carries the intestines, Vaselos, a seventh carries the mincha, flour, Vachavitim, eighth carries the Michas Chavitim, Vayayin, and the ninth carries the wine. Shleishas Kanim Zachaba. So in total, you have 13 Kanim. We have 9 that we just described, plus the before that we had Shchita, Zrika, Medashin, and Medashin. Right? So that's a total of 13. Amar ben Azai, Feir, Bekiva, Veshim, Rabbi Yeshua, Derech, Hiluchah, Yakarav. When you talk about carrying up the animal to the ramp, it was carried up the Tamid in the same way as it walked when it was alive. We're going to have a few machlekes of this, but the way it was carried up, that's why the head, even though the head came together with the hind legs, that goes together, but that's the way the animal would move. His head would go forward first, and the hind leg, I guess, would follow that. So it's the way the animal walks, that's how the animal is carried up onto the ramp. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. That's Ben Azai from the Rabbi Kiva. Sorry, Ben Azai said in front of the Rabbi Kiva in the name of Yeshua. We will see other opinions in the Gemara. Ibail. We're saying over there the 13 people in the second pious, there were 13 people chosen to do different avaidas. Was it they did the lottery, it fell on one person, and then he was number one, and then the next 12 after him would get the next 12. So you only did one, basically one draw. You did the mamuna was called one number, they'd go in the circle, let's say do the lottery, and whoever landed on it would be him, and the 12 people following him would be those 13 people in a row, or no. They would do a number, pick a guy. Do a number, pick a guy. They would actually, basically the second pious would essentially be 13 pious, just the second pious alone. That's the shayla. Says the Mar Tashema. Well, being a rabbi brings three rayas. Tashema, raya number one, I think it's three rayas. Abba pious is Hashem. There were four pious there. The basically the 3 second title called by day, Mephaisen. We said this in the prior Mishnah. We said in the prior Mishnah that there were four passes, and the Truma Sedesha was the first one. But we said there's four. According to the Tzad over here, that you do 13 separate passes just for this, just for the second grouping, it's going to be much more than four. It's going to be a total of 16, right? 13 plus 3. Says, no, that's not a kasha. I can say four times they gather for making lotteries. But each time they gathered, you can have more than one count, more than one choosing, and therefore not a raya. It could be within the second pious, there were 13 separate ones, and that wouldn't be akasha on the Mishmet earlier. Top of maze. Tashma, another raya, says Gemara. Rabbi Da'imer, Laya pious lamachta. There was no pious determining which kayan gets to shovel the coals from the inner, from the Mizbeach HaPanimi with regard to the Keteris. Elish kayan shezach ha-Keteris, Aymel Zashimai, whoever was zeich in the Keteris, whichever kind got the rights to the terrorist, he would say to the one that's with him next to him, Zachi Mim Machta, you come in and you carry the shovel with the coals. I'll carry the terrorist, I'll be back to the terrorist, you carry the shovel with the coals. Sounds like, even though it's two separate kayanim, you pick one, and the guy next to him gets the rest. So here too, we pick one, and the next 12, after him, we get the rest. Says Mar, no, shiny machtik teres techad avaydi. That's one avaydi. You can't do one without the other. It's one avaydi, even though you think the tzavad also is one avaydi. Okay, the first discuss what exactly the difference is, but the point is that that's considered one avaydi, so it's pashit, the one you counted when you land on a person, he needs the guy next to him to aid with him, and therefore it goes together, whereas in our case, in our mission's case of the 13, maybe, perhaps, it's still 13 separate choosings, we still don't have a raya to the shayla. Raya number, well, ikadamri. Some have a different, some want to say exactly opposite. Some want to say the raya, this raya number two, went the other way. Dafka b'machta ukteris, that make a diak that Rabbi was saying, dafka b'machta ukteris, we say, t'chad avayda, because it's one avayda, therefore you choose one, and the guy next to him goes with him. Avashayavayda is by pious. Make a diak from there, that when it comes to other avaydas, you need a separate choosing feature of one, and bigger raya, that was taka 13 separate choosings. Says the Gemara, no, machta etzchle, machta is required. I would have thought, shchicha u'ma'asra. The machta is not common. I mean, k'taris is done twice a day, but that's the more close to not common. Because compared to other kabbalists that people constantly were bringing, kabbalists that they owned, that they owed, there were lots of kabbalists being done throughout the day. So compared to other kabbalists, the k'taris was fixed only once the morning, once the afternoon. And we know it's an avayda that causes, leads to ashiras. So therefore, it says more, havle shlicha, it's not common, umasra, and it leads to ashiras, nisagala pais b'fnatzbay. You would have thought that you make a separate a pious for the one who's being the k'taris and the one who's doing the macht of the shovel, kamash well, no, they do it together, but maybe I'll tell you, when you have 13 avaydas, they're also, well, 13 avaydas were also done together with one choosing, not 13 separate choosings. Why did we stress about the machta? Because it would have been a thought to say that by the k'taris, the machta specifically should be separate, kamash well, they're also not, so we have no raya one way or another. Still, we have this raya number one was deflected, and raya number two, both version A and version B of raya number two, was deflected. So now we get to quote raya number, it's either three or four, raya number three, and this raya is going to be explicit, there's no two ways about it. Tashima, Tani Rav Chiya, Loilacha Avodah V'Avodah V'Faisim. They didn't do a separate lot for each and every Avodah. Ella, Kayish Zechem B'Tamid, the first Kayish Zechem B'Tamid, Shnei Masa Echem HaKayim M'Shachem Mimai, the next 12 are drawn along with him, Shema Amina, very clear. So as long as it lands the lots on any Kayin that's within 12 of before me, I will also, I'm not a Kayin, but I would also be part of that group. So basically, you do one choosing, you hit one Kayin, and then the next 12 people go with him, and that's the Raya, clear Raya, Tashayla, it was talking one lot, one choosing, not 13. Okay. Pais HaShedi, we said, who does the Zrika, who does the Shechita? The Mishnah didn't say anything about Kabbalah. If you notice, it went from Shechita straight to Zrika. What happened to Kabbalah? So the question is, who's, the assumption obviously is going to be that one of the Kayanim that already chosen, do the Kabbalah, Shailas, which one? Ibailu, mi mekabel, sheikh mekabel, diamrit zerik mekabel, agav chavuse lo mekabel kol adam, aydel mezerik mekabel, diamrit sheikh mekabel, zim the sheikh and zar. Where means very shpaka shayla. The assumption is kabbalah is being done either by the sheikhit or by the zerik, because we didn't specify a kayin to do that vayd of kabbalah. So it must be kabbalah is being done by one of these existing kayanim, namely the sheikhit or the zerik. The shayla just is, who should do it? What's the logic to say the sheikhit should do it? Because we're scared if the zerik does it, he's so excited, he was chosen for Zrika. Zrika makes a kabbalah kasher. He's going to kick the kli there, get a little bit of the dam, and run quickly to the Zrika without being mekabel all the dam. He's supposed to wait to mekabel all the dam. And he won't wait. So maybe we should have the sheikhit do the Zrika, do the kabbalah. He won't be, because he'll make sure to do the full kabbalah. Or opposite. We know shechita is kasher bizarre. Shechita could be performed by a non-kayin. Maybe if we allow the sheikhit to do the kabbalah, even Avada, when a Kayan is doing the Shechita, is perfect, he could do the Kabbalah. But we should be concerned if the Sheikhit does the Kabbalah, we should be concerned for a case where the Sheikhit was a Zar, non Kayan, and over there, the Kabbalah Veilch is Pasal, Idea Zar. A non Kayan cannot do the Kabbalah, it'll mess up the carbon, so maybe we should, therefore we should not have the Zayrik do the Kabbalah. Says Gemara Tashmas Migaraya. Ben Katan made 12 spouts for the kir. He made 12 spouts for the kir to wash the 12 kanim hands at once. The 12 fellow kanim that are busy with the tamid, Makachi, they reclaim, they go wash their hands, they reclaim at the same time. If you say the sheikhit is also makabel, place her happy. Meaning, 12 itself should be a problem, right? 12 itself should be a problem. Why is 12 enough? You need 13. The answer is, if it's being done by a czar, you don't need this. You don't need 13 to wash the hands. You only need 12 because the Zara's doing Shechita is not counted. But if you tell me that the Zara, the Sheikha does Kabbalah, that means the Shechita is never being done by a Zara. The Shechita by definition is only being done by a Kayin. So you should need 13. You should need 13 faucets. El Allah, Shemayim, Zerik, Makabal, Shemayim, El Chetzariah. The Zerik
is the Mekabel, and the Mara says, indeed, Amar Leir of Acha Breid Rav Lefashi, Afan Anav Etanin, we have a right to this answer, Sheikhet, 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 Mekabel, Mekabel, Ubaloi, Lizreik, the Sheikhet, the Shechita, the Mekabel receives it, and he went, the Mekabel who receives it, he goes to the Zrika, Shema Minotaka, that the Mekabel and the Zerik is the same person. So the Sheikhet could be a Kayin or an Ankayin. It's still interesting that there weren't 13 spouts in case the Sheikhet was a Kayin, but okay, but I guess even if the Sheikhet's a Kayin, he wouldn't need Kishnai Raglayim, the same way a Zer could do it without even being a Kayin. So the Chayra, you wouldn't need a spout on the, I'm sure maybe someone's supposed to be sad, I missed it, but the Chayra, that's what you come out to, so you need 12 spouts. Okay. Amar ben Azay, but Arai is that who does the Kabbalah? The Zerik does the Kabbalah. Amar ben Azay for Rekiva. So we said ben Azay for Rekiva in the chamber of Yeshua that the way they carried up the limbs of the Tamid onto the ramp was the same way the animal walks. Tan Rabban. Now the Mar brings a Braisa, which brings ben Azay plus other views that disagree. Ketzad derech hiluchay. What is derech hiluchay that Ben Azay is referring to? Haresh v'regel, the head with the hind leg. Hachazav hagera, the breast with the neck. Shtei adayim, the two forelegs. Shtei defanes, the two flanks. Hukas v'regel, and the tail with the hind leg. Rabbeisi Yomer, derech v'sheitei aykarav. It was offered on the mizbeach the way it's skinned. Ketzad v'sheitei, what's the way it's skinned? Haresh v'regel, the head with the hind leg. Hukas v'regel, the tail with the left, with the resh with the right hind leg, I should say. Hukas v'regel, the tail with the left hind leg. Shtei defanes, again, the two sides, the flanks. Shtei adayim, the two forelegs. Hachazav hagera, the breast with the neck. Rabbi Kiva, Yomer, Rabbi Kiva himself. Ben Azay testified for Rabbi Kiva didn't agree. Rabbi Kiva himself had technically tuchei carved, the way it's dismembered. What's the way that's dismembered? What's the order? Haresh for regal, the head with the right hind leg. Shtei adayim, the two forelegs. Hachaz v'agir, the breast with the neck. Shtei the front to the two flanks. Vokas v'regel, and then the tail with the left hind leg. A fourth shita in this. Basically, the derech ilulei hayakarav. It's offered in the way of its the qualitative parts of the animal. Kederech. What's the qualitative order of the animal? Haresh for regal, again the head with the right hind leg. Hachaz v'agir, the breast with the neck. Shtei defanes, two flanks. Hukas for regal, the tail with the hind leg. Ushtei yadayim, and the two yadayim. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yasi, who's called basically, he says you go based on this fourth opinion. Says you go based on the order of the quality, and we're saying that the flanks, the side, the two sides, are greater than, let's say, the ukitz and the regal, the tail and the left hind leg. V'chsev kol nesach toiv yerach v'kasev. It says all the good cuts, the thigh and the shoulder, it puts the thigh before the shoulder. It sounds like that the thigh is better quality. L'chur, the hind leg, which includes part of the thigh, obviously, should be before the flanks. It should be before the flanks, before the shoulder, right? The flanks include the shoulder, so the thigh should be before the kesef. Says Gemara, hey v'chusha, as if it's a lean animal. On a lean animal, over there, the thighs are greater than the shoulder, but on an animal that's not so lean, it would be, the order would be reversed. The flanks would be better than the shoulder. Amar Rava, Bein Tana Didam, Bein Berbesi, Basi Luyu de Bisras Linen. Both our Tana, Rav Mishra Berbesi, go by the quality of the meat. Mar Azza Basa Iver de Bisra, but our Tana goes based on the limb with the most meat. Mar Azza Basa Shamna de Bisra, which basically goes on the limb which has the fattiest meat. My Taima, Salka Rega Badi Mesha, but it's very clear that according to everyone, the right hind leg goes first. Why was it together with the head? Why is the right hind leg always together with the head? Because there's many bones in the head, covering about day, and the leg is therefore offered together. Meanwhile, the same way the head goes first. Why is the right hind leg offered with the head? Because the head is very bony, and we want to offer the right hind leg, which has a significant amount of meat with it, together with the head. We'll pause over here. The conversation continues, but we'll pause over here and pick it up for this discussion tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.